The bloodbath in emerging markets currencies has continued today. You can look at the MSCI EM FX index, and it is continuing its onward decline for a fifth day. Here to talk about this rapid fall of one of the darlings of this year is Jeffrey Dennis. He is head of global emerging market strategy for UBS Securities. So, Jeff, just weigh in here. I mean, why are we seeing such severe declines kind of escalate in the way that they are right now?
First of all, I think we have to keep all this in perspective, because actually some of the weaker brethren, if you like, within the emerging markets that have that are under pressure, Brazil, Turkey, India, Indonesia, to a certain extent Mexico, they're coming off for sure. But some of the better quality emerging markets buy, you know, in terms of fundamentals, like China and Korea and Taiwan, are hardly seeing any, have not seen any currency decline at all to speak of. So this is somewhat isolated or somewhat localized, but it's happening because the dollar itself is rising, and that in turn has got quite a lot to do with the anticipation of more Fed hikes, and also the rise, of course, in 10-year bond yields above 3%. But our view is this is all happening because of global financial markets, in other words, not because of anything going wrong within the emerging markets themselves.
All right. So, Jeffrey Dennis, having said that, and maybe it is maybe a time-worn but really inaccurate way to look at investments by saying, all right, we're going to look at this geographically and we're looking at emerging markets, so we look country by country. When you've got companies that are doing business probably not in only in their home country, but in other emerging markets, are there specific companies that you would point investors to and say, look, this is a great company that you want to own for a long period of time, and here's an opportunity to buy in when other people are too afraid?
Well, I'm not going to talk about specific companies, but the way I would try to answer that is the following, and that is that the danger sign will be to what extent these currency declines in certain markets, as I say, and the rise in inflation, which is partly coming through because of higher oil prices, does that at some point cause the fundamental story within the emerging markets to deteriorate? Does it lead to countries having to raise interest rates aggressively? Does it mean that growth will slow down in some of these countries because they have to react to a weaker currency and higher inflation? That is when you would see more of a risk coming through to the asset class. If you got, in other words, this contained, in my view, currency weakness, does it start to contaminate the fundamentals? And we're not, frankly, really seeing that at this point. We've had a rate rise in Indonesia, to be fair. But at this stage, we think that the growth story in the global economy and the growth story in emerging markets is therefore intact. And so one logical way to answer your question would be to look at export stocks that are coming out of these countries with much weaker currencies, because they will get some benefit because their currencies are cheaper. And elsewhere in parts of the world where things look more stable, where you're not seeing much decline in currencies whatsoever, what you're going to find then is some of the domestic stocks will do well. And in particular, we have a big overweight in financials in emerging markets, and that's an area we would be looking at.
So have you gotten a lot of calls from nervous clients recently?
We've had a lot of inquiries from nervous clients, for sure. And I think it's inevitable when you get this amount of selling of certain currencies, including, as you said in your intro, some of the darlings of, I think, last year rather than this year, such as Brazil. There is a great concern about this. But at the end of the day, the funds flow story is still pretty strong into the emerging markets. We haven't seen much in the way of outflows. Now, of course, that could happen, on the back of all of this. But we think generally investors are going to stay relatively calm. And on our view of a weaker dollar and lower bond yield second half of the year, I think this will prove to be a very nice buying opportunity on a sort of 6 to 9 month view.
So that's where I was going to go with this, because you said, this isn't something fundamental in emerging markets. It's something more of a market-driven kind of issue.
Yeah.
But you could argue that it was sort of a market-driven issue that there was such a flood of cash going into emerging markets earlier through index funds. What's to say that it won't accelerate? To your point, you're not seeing that yet. But how closely are you watching those sort of passive funding?
We are certainly watching that without any question. And one argument people could make for being having a more negative view going forward is the fact that EM equity funds have had $53 billion of money coming in so far this year, which is essentially a record for this time of the year. We haven't seen any significant, we've seen a slowdown in those flows, but no real outflows. Were that to happen, obviously that would, that would be a concern. But from a fundamental point of view, if we're all still alive by the time we get there, you know, our house view here is that the pressure on bond yields and the upward pressure on the dollar will fade in the second half of the year as inflation in the U.S. kind of rolls over and is not seen to be the threat perhaps it is at the moment. And if the dollar were to go sharply lower second half of the year, which is our view, and bond yields come back a bit, I think that money's going to come back. And therefore, we are in the middle of a bit of a nasty storm here, and it may well go on for a few more weeks, but I don't think it's going to lead to a major bear market in emerging market equities at this stage.
Thank you very much. Jeffrey Dennis is head of global emerging market strategy for UBS Securities. He's based in Boston, of course, home to Bloomberg 1061 Boston Newburyport and 1330 in Metro West and the South Shore. And he was talking about the dollar.